Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Growing pains. I remember when I was a teenager having such an ache in my legs at night. I'd be laying on my bed trying to sleep, but I couldn't get comfortable because of that dull, unrelenting ache in my legs. I'd go to ask my mom what was going on, and her reply was simple. Those are growing pains. In order to grow in any area of our lives, physically, emotionally, mentally, relationally, we have to go through a certain amount of pain. No pain, no gain. The process is not always a lot of fun, but that's why we have to keep our eyes on the goal. The process may not be something we like, but the end results will make the pain worth it. For instance, you may not like dieting, but you like the weight loss or lower cholesterol numbers, so you stick with it. You may not like saying, "I'm sorry, I was wrong, please forgive me," but you like the healed relationship, so you say it. Throughout the New Testament, the phrase "one another" is frequently used to address how members of the body of Christ should relate to each other. God desires that all of us operate interdependently with one another. In order to get there, we must get ready for some growing pains. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2, Paul tells us what is required to get to a place of unity and maturity in the church. Be completely humble. The King James Version says, lowliness. This Greek word means not letting our thoughts rise far from the ground. In other words, we are thinking of ourselves as God thinks of us, not independently as a self-made man or woman, but viewing all of my success as God appointed. This process toward interdependence starts in our thoughts, in our attitudes about ourselves and about others. Gentle means strength under control. Gentleness says, "I could do this, but for your sake, I won't." Patient interaction, the King James Version again says long-suffering, with others is allowing them the freedom to grow just as others allowed me the freedom to grow. Bearing with one another in love. Think of a load-bearing wall in a building that is holding up the weight of the roof and the walls. When we bear with one another, we are helping to share the burdens. Being humble with ourselves and gentle and patient with others is the way we go through the growing pains of bearing with one another in love. The process may not be a lot of fun, but the end result is something that glorifies God. That's why we must stick with one another through all our growing pains. If you would like to check out the other messages in our series called Live Together, I've shared those links in the show notes.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.